بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله وقال جل جلاله ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمنون كرجل واحد إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال هلك الناس فهو أهلكهم وقال فهو أهلكهم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers, we the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over the last few decades, have faced many, many challenges, many, many trials and tribulations, and we have suffered many, many setbacks, especially post 9/11. Since the events that unfolded on that day, we have seen a relentless and continuous attack upon Islam, upon the Muslims, and upon the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So be it the continuous oppression and suppression of Muslims in some parts of the world, like China, in Kashmir, and many of the former Soviet Union states, or be it the brutal bombardment of the Muslim lands, and the shameless plundering and looting of the wealth of the Muslims and the resources of the Muslims. Or be it the many, many ideologies and agendas that are being imposed upon the ummah. Such ideologies, such agendas, which are in total opposition to the teachings of our deen and in conflict with the fabric of our Islamic identity. And during these trying times, amongst all this confusion, this chaos and the pain, we find that many of us ordinary Muslims in this part of the world, we are baffled, we are confused, we are unsure which way to turn, and we are uncertain in which way we should be reacting to all these difficulties and the suffering of the ummah. And that is why many times we find certain Muslims whose intention we do not judge. Allah knows what is their intention. But sometimes we find the Muslims reacting in certain ways which may not be the best way for a Muslim to react. And sometimes these reactions and responses of the believers turn out to be counterproductive. And sometimes they add to the woes of the believers. In 1979, a incident took place in the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah, which became known as the Siege of Makkah, where a group of young Saudi men, under the leadership of a person by the name of Juhayman al-Utaybi, they laid siege to the Haram and they took the people of the Haram as hostage. One of our Satiza was present in Makkah at that time, and he told us he even had opportunity to speak to some of these hostage takers. And he said that the intentions of these people were very, very good. That they were unhappy with the westernization and the many un-Islamic practices and influences that are now creeping into the kingdom. But the response of these people was not correct. The intention was good, but the way they responded to it was not correct. Because this action of theirs led to the desecration of the holy mosque, it led to violating the sanctity of Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram Makkah Mukarramah, and it many, many innocent lives were lost. So my dear brothers, today I wish to share with you some tips, inshallah, which perhaps will serve as some guidelines, and perhaps it will give us some direction in our lives, that how should we be responding, and how should we be reacting to all that is going around, all the suffering of the ummah. What should be the reaction of the believer to all the action that is going on? So these mere guidelines, inshallah, it perhaps help me or help you. Our senior ulama can perhaps expound and they can speak on other points as well. The first thing, my dear brothers, is that we should be careful that we do not adopt an attitude of insensitivity towards the plight of the ummah. We should not become desensitized towards the suffering of the ummah and not feel the pain of the ummah. Alhamdulillah, we living in this country, compared to many, many other parts of the world, we live in relative ease,
comfort, safety and security. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala continue to bestow these favors upon us. But what can possibly happen, my dear brothers, is that this life of ease and comfort that we are living in can easily cause us to turn a blind eye and to ignore the suffering of the ummah. Can easily cause us to ignore the suffering of the ummah and turn a blind eye towards the suffering of the ummah. In a famous hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-mu'minuna ka rajulin wahid, that the believers, be us here in South Africa, or the believers of Europe or America, or of Syria, or any other part of the world, even though we may be scattered in various parts of the world, but at the end of the day, we are one body, we are one ummah. And just as the body of a person, if a person is experiencing pain in one part of his body, the entire body becomes restless. The entire body becomes sleepless. And if one person's, one part, or one organ of a person's body picks up an infection, then the entire body is overcome and struck down with fever. Likewise, my dear brothers, our iman demands of us, our iman demands of us, the fact that we are part of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this requires from us and demands of us that we feel the pain of the ummah. We feel the suffering of the ummah. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that none of you can be a true believer. Your iman is lacking until you do not love for your Muslim brothers what you love for yourself. So the fact that we love comfort for ourselves, we love ease for ourselves, we love to be together with our families, we love to enjoy the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise we should also be wishing for our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters that they also experience this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I say, my dear brothers, that we should be feeling the pain of the ummah, I do not mean that now we say we give up everything in solidarity with the ummah, I stand by the ummah, so like how they have to sacrifice everything in Syria and other parts of the world, I will also give up everything. We do not have to do this yet, it's not matloob, not something is wanted of us. But at the time of us enjoying these ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us try to spare a thought for the suffering ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And better yet, let us try to spare a dua for the suffering ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us remind ourselves that these are great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which many people in the world are deprived of. Let us remind our children that we are enjoying these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many children out there just like you, Muslim children just like you, who are unfortunate and cannot experience these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us share a dua and express a dua for the ummah of that time. So my dear brothers, the first thing is that we should not become desensitized towards the plight and the suffering of the ummah. The second thing, my dear brothers, is that we have to try to remain focused, we have to try to remain positive, and we have to try to put all the negativity aside. Yes, we concede and we accept that there are many, many negative issues in the ummah. But together with that, my dear brothers, up till now, there are many, many positives in the ummah. And there's a lot of khair in the ummah. We as human beings, naturally, we are more inclined and more focused upon the negative issues. We are more consumed by negativity. In psychology, there's something called the negativity bias, where tests were done to gauge that what is the response of human beings towards different kinds of situations. So people were taken, different people were taken, and they were shown various pictures. Pictures which normally would stir up happy, good feelings in a person, and like a picture of a flashy car or picture of some good food. And people are showing pictures of neutral things. People that things that generally don't stir up any emotions in a person. Like a picture of a plate that we eat in, or a picture of a spoon or a fork. And people are shown pictures that generally stir up negativity and sadness in a person. Like the picture of a mutilated face or the picture of a dead animal. And the results of this test proved that the activity in the brain was recorded the most when people were shown negative things. So it's very, very easy for us to get caught up in the negativity and become depressed and get stuck in a rut. But rather, my dear brothers, negativity never ever solved anything. Negativity will never ever solve anything. Rather, we should remain focused and we should become positives. One of the styles of the Holy Quran to teach us is the style of Quran wherein Quran promotes positivities. إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ. After the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims had suffered a loss, there was injury, there was death amongst the Muslims. At that time, the Muslims were going through experiencing great pain, great loss. At that time, Allah Ta'ala brought it to the attention of the Sahaba and taught the Sahaba that, oh my old Sahaba of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you are experiencing loss and pain, then remember, your enemy is also experiencing pain and loss. But on the positive side, وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. But you anticipate and you hope, because of the losses that you have suffered, you anticipate great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such things which the kuffar do not anticipate and do not wait for. And that is why Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was a person who oozed confidence, who oozed positivity. There are many, many incidents in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to prove this. There was a sahabi by the name of Zahir. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was very, very fond of him. He lived in the outskirts of Medina Munawara. Nabi alayhi salatu said about him, Zahir badiyatuna wa nahnu hadiruhu. That Zahir is our man in the outskirts, and we are his people here in the city. He will bring things from the outskirts for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and when he was going back, Nabi alayhi salatu gave him certain things from the city which were not found in the outskirts. On one occasion, the sahabi Zahir radiallahu ta'ala anhum was in the marketplace. This person was not the best looking person. So Nabi alayhi salatu came to him from behind him, and Nabi alayhi salatu grabbed him. This person was unaware that the person who was holding me from behind was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he tried to wrestle himself out of the grip of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But when he realized that the person holding him was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he stopped putting up a fight. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam decided to joke with him. Allah's Nabi said, who will buy the slave from me? Who will buy the slave from me? So this person said, oh Allah's Nabi, that if you have to sell me, you will find me a loss. You will find me to be goods that are of inferior quality. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he sensed the lack of confidence in this sahabi, he told him, that's what you may think, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are very, very valuable. In the eyes of Allah ta'ala, you are very, very valuable. In the battle of Khandaq, when the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were digging the trench, they encountered a huge boulder whilst digging the trench. They were unable to remove this boulder from the trench. So Nabi alayhi, they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and told him, Allah's Nabi, we have this problem. We are digging the trench and we encountered a very, very huge boulder which we are unable to dig through. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at that time sensed a bit of negativity, a bit of loss of hope among Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah's Nabi himself rolls up his sleeves and he takes the pickaxe and he strikes this boulder once, and one third of the boulder is broken. And Allah's Nabi exclaims, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, I can see it now, my ummah will conquer the areas of Sham, the areas of the Levant. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again strikes the rock a second time, and a second third of the boulder is broken. Allahu Akbar, I can see it now, my ummah will conquer the areas of the Romans. And a third time Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strikes the rock, and the entire rock is now broken. And again, Allahu Akbar, I can see it now, my ummah will conquer the areas of the Persians. The ulama commentating on this hadith, they say, وَمَعَ كُلِّ ضَرْبَةٍ يُحْيِي النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُحْيِي النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الْأَمَلَ فِي نُفُوسِ أَصْحَابِهِ. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with each strike of the rock, not only was he removing the physical barrier that had presented itself before Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, but also the mental barrier of negativity that had set in Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi alayhi by doing what he did, he was removing this negativity from the ummah. So my dear brothers, although there are many, many negatives in the ummah, we should not be focusing upon the negatives. Rather, we should be focusing upon the positives. Alhamdulillah, up to this day, my dear brothers, there is a lot of khair in the ummah. Islam is spreading like wildfire in the lands of the kuffar. In America and Europe, Islam is spreading like wildfire. Here in this country, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with so many ni'mats. We have masajid, we have madaris, we have competent ulama. A person who wants to practice upon deen, learn his deen, it's very, very easy for him to do that in our country. These are positives we should be focusing upon, and to see how can we look at these positives to benefit ourselves and benefit the ummah. And likewise, my dear brothers, we all know, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. No matter what we are going through now, our belief and our aqidah is that eventually the upper hand will be for the believers. And the akhirat, the good abode of the akhirat, Jannat is exclusive for the believers. But when I speak about negativity, I do not mean that if haram is taking place, wrong is taking place, that we should ignore that. Rather, it's our dini obligation, and part of the solution to the problems of the ummah is that with wisdom, diplomacy, in a kind, caring way, we try to put a stop to the evil. But when I speak of negativity, I mean, it's no use us going on talking and talking. That person is like that, and that Muslim ruler is like that, and the Muslim ummah is heading towards destruction. And look how the Muslims are behaving. Man qala halaka an-nas fa huwa ahlakuhum. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who goes on saying that the ummah is destroyed, the Muslims are destroyed, then this person is the first to be destroyed, and he is the worst of the lot. But, so my dear brothers, we should not be giving into negativity. And the worst thing which a person can do in this day and age is for a person to become an armchair critic. You used to call them armchair critics in the past, but today in the modern day jargon, they refer to them as keyboard warriors. Those people who on the ground are doing absolutely nothing to uplift the ummah. But all they do is sit in the comfort of their armchairs and their sofas, or behind the safety of their computers and their cell phone and their devices, and all they do is spew their negativity. My dear brothers, if we have no positive contribution to make to the ummah, then at least let us try to stay away from spreading negativity in the ummah. May Allah give us understanding. My dear brothers, the next point is that when we come to this situation that we are facing, the first thing for us to do is to get to the root of the problem. That what is the real cause for the problem? The first step to solving any problem is to find out that what is the cause and what is the root of the problem. And in this regard, we find there are many, many Muslims who are saying many, many things. And whilst we might not disagree with them, Muslims are saying that, no, we lack proper Muslim leadership, and the Muslims for too long we have been stagnating, and that is why we have fell behind the rest of the world with regards to advancements in certain things. And while we might not deny all of this, and this might be the diagnosis of certain Muslims, but let us see what is the diagnosis of Habibuna wa Tabibu Qulubina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is his diagnosis of the problem? Allah's Nabi many, many centuries ago prophesized that the time will come when all the nations of the world, all the nations of the world will invite one another to partake in the destruction of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba at that time could perhaps not fathom this. That Allah's Nabi, would it be because at that time will be very, very small in number? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bal antum yawma idhin kathir." O my Sahaba, at that time you will be billions, 2 billion Muslims in the world. Walakinnakum ghuthan ka ghutha'i sail. But despite your large numbers, your life, you will become very, very worthless, like the debris that flood waters carry. And Allah Ta'ala will remove the fear from the hearts of your enemies. And Allah Ta'ala will put a weakness in your heart. Sahaba asked Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this weakness you're referring to? Allah's Nabi said, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. That the hearts of the ummah will be consumed with the love of the dunya. My dear brothers, let me be honest with myself and you be honest with yourselves. Today many of us have fallen head over heels in love with this dunya. Today many of us are enamored and we are carried away from the dunya. In Arabic there is a saying that ad-dunya jifa wa tullabuha kilabun. That this world is a dead corpse. This world is a corpse. And those who run after the world are the dogs of the world. Imagine this, my dear brothers. You have a wild animal, a beast, that is eating from the corpse of a dead animal. Eating from the corpse of a dead animal. At that time, the animal is so focused on its meal that if we have to walk past at that time, the animal will not be concerned about us. He is doing his thing, I am doing my thing. Likewise, may Allah Ta'ala has put a mu'min in this world, Allah Ta'ala has put kuffar in this world. The kuffar, the dunya is their pathway, and our pathway is the pathway towards akhirah. And as long as the ummah were walking upon their pathway and upon their lane, the kuffar could do us no harm. But when we started to challenge the kuffar in what is theirs, then the dog which is eating from that corpse, if we try to pull away that corpse away from him, at that time this dog will think that this is another beast like myself, and now I will harm it and I will fight with it because it's trying to steal what is mine. So when the ummah turned the attention towards the dunya, then the kuffar saw that these are also beasts just like us. And when they are challenging us for what is ours, then we will destroy them and we will harm them. So my dear brother, let us be honest with ourselves and let us try to take out time every day, daily take out time to whisper to ourselves and whisper into our hearts that my goal, my objective is the akhirat. My purpose in this world is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you some motivation from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this regard. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ja'ala al-humuma hamman wahida, hamma akhiratu akhiratihi, kafahu Allahu hamma dunya." That person who will make his main goal, his only goal and his only objective, his akhirat, that how can I obtain my jannat? Allah Ta'ala will sort out all the concerns of this person's dunya. But that person who will hanker and chase after dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves this person to himself. And Allah Ta'ala does not care where, when and how this person is destroyed. So my dear brothers, the real reason for our downfall is that we have fallen in love with dunya. And the next thing, my dear brothers, is once, and now we have to look for the correct solutions and the correct resolutions to the problem of the ummah. Again, in this regard, many people have been trying to do many things. Again, we don't judge their intentions. Allah knows best what intention. They could possibly be, they are sincere in their intentions. But we see marches taking place and memorandums being handed over and rallies taking place. Whether this is right or wrong, or whether we should be doing this or not, I'll leave this to our seniors to decide. But what I can say that this has been happening for a very, very long time, and we are yet to see the fruits of this. For how many decades the Ummah has been running to the United Nations to resolve the issue of Palestine, and yet we have seen no resolution. Rather, my dear brothers, the true resolution to all our problems, for us to become successful again, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That once again, we as an Ummah, every single one of us, turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may once again be successful and restore the dignity of the ummah. We have to once again go back to the basics. Unfortunately, sometimes many Muslims are duped and hoodwinked by the simplicity of this resolution. It sounds all too simple. There should be some intricate, some extensive plan to once again lift up the ummah. But my dear brothers, the only solution to our problem, or the real solution to our problem, is once again to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we find many times people comment, which I find something quite dangerous. They say there are so many pressing issues in the ummah, so many concerns, big issues in the ummah. The ummah is suffering, the ummah is being butchered, and the divorce rate is on the rise, and so many other things. And the Jummah speaker comes to speak about how to make wudu properly. And then the Jummah speaker comes to speak about how to have good akhlaq. The person objecting in this way is because of a lack of understanding. Because, my dear brothers, if our salah, our wudu is not correct, then our salah will never be valid. And if our salah is never valid, we will never attain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if our akhlaq is not correct, then we will never ever see a decrease in the divorce rate. So, my dear brothers, we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the ummah wants to rise again, then we have to go down and bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the ummah want to become rulers again, then once again we have to become the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last thing, my dear brothers, very quickly, the last thing is that we should be very, very careful that we do not develop in ourselves a sense of immunity from disaster. A sense of immunity. That if it's happening in Syria, it's happening in India, it's happening in Iraq, we are safe. It won't happen to us. I'm sure when the war broke out in Afghanistan, people in Iraq never expected it to happen to them. And when the war broke out in Iraq, perhaps people in Syria never expected it to happen to them. And when it all started happening in Syria, maybe the people of India never ever expected it to happen to them. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu would say, the three things amongst the kabai, the major sins, among the three things, wal amnu min makrillah, that a person goes on living a wayward life, but the person lives under the false assumption that I will not be struck down by disaster. I will be saved from disaster. Allah Ta'ala warned the people of Makkah in Quran Sharif, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِ الْأَرْضِ نَقُصُوا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. The people of Makkah, they were in Haraman Aminan. They were living in the Haram, safe and secure, while the tribes around them were being defeated. Allah warned them that these people are being defeated. Do you not see that these people around you, the other kuffar, are being defeated? Their lands are being taken over, whilst Allah has given you safety and security. But do not be duped and fooled by this. The day will come when you will also have to give in, and you will also be conquered by the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, my dear brothers. Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulty and the plight of the ummah. Allah Ta'ala make us those who are ready to sacrifice our lives, sacrifice our wealth, sacrifice our time and resources for the upliftment of the ummah. May Allah Ta'ala in our lifetimes give us the opportunity to see decisive victories in favor of the believers. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.